step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Continues to be something that is quite troublesome as we look in Democratic circles with justices and prosecutors and all types of different law around what police are trying to do and keep our streets safe. And yet here comes easy on crime Democrats and judges and DAs kind of going the other direction. So big hearing in Washington yesterday as Biden's nominees, judicial nominees, were under the gun and under the spotlight and getting grilled by some Republicans. Joining us now to talk about that hearing that took place yesterday and will continue today, John Pudner, who's the president of Take Back Action Fund and also a Bush 2008. John, welcome back in. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, I saw a little clip of this, and I got to tell you, some of these nominees, and this happens all the time, anytime the president nominates judges, Republican or Democrat, the other side just gets going and gets really, you know, fired up about it. But there's some real concern on how soft on crime some of these judges are.
There is. And one of the exchanges yesterday was on a little different topic. It was a judge who said that anyone in Christian Coalition were bigots, basically. And but I think most of it's going to be on crime with the others, with several other nominees. I mean, and some is just hard to explain. I mean, one of the judges who said that, a woman who got a stun gun to protect herself against a violent ex-boyfriend, that she should be convicted, and said, well, that isn't Second Amendment because stun guns didn't exist. You think that's like a partial step to defend yourself. So, yeah, just the siding with the criminal is very concerning with a lot of these district appointees.
As we bring up all these different reasons why there's some questions that should be asked about these liberal judges, is there any chance that there's possibility that they won't be confirmed? We just don't have the votes, do we?
No, I mean, you'd be back to a mansion, but, you're even waiting on the Georgia race. And, of course, that was the big driving force on Senate races. Unfortunately, these aren't decided like in Alabama and the state I'm in now, Wisconsin, where, judges are on the ballot that first time and these become public issues. So right now they've got the votes in the Senate. That's the jury on these, unfortunately.
Yeah, the general trend right now, as you mentioned, a judge calling the Christian Coalition an organization of bigots. I mean, that seems to be a bit of a trend as we have this social wave of inclusive, everything is okay, transgenderism, teaching kids about sex early in elementary schools. Anything goes if we feel friendly and comfortable with it, no matter what God's plan has to say about it. It doesn't matter. Put God aside, and I've even heard people say, don't give me that Christian BS. I don't want to hear that as an excuse as to why you think the way you do. Well, I'm sorry. I thought God, our creator, had kind of a plan for our lives and a playbook known as the Bible to kind of live that out in anything that we have concern or thoughts about. There's scripture to kind of go to as a reference as to where God feels on things. But if you bring that up, my gosh, all of a sudden you're a bigot and a hater. What are your thoughts on where we are with that and the trend sweeping the nation now?
Well, you're right when you get in the weeds. I'd say for the kind of the swing decisions, it's sort of crime. And, of course, the Democrats, they feel like abortion's a winning issue for them and all these judicial, not just nominations, but races. And having run the Alabama Supreme Court races for years when I was down there, finishing with Greg Shaw, I mean, we used to have it at the ballot box. And we have the same thing in Wisconsin now. The state Supreme Court will hang in the balance 4-3. And you've got a couple of conservatives, Dan Kelly and a lady named Jennifer Darrow, who oversaw, the recent trial of the criminal who just plowed through the parade here. Mm-hmm. And so, if there's an election in Alabama and Wisconsin or something, then, right now it's kind of crime is the issue that Republicans are pushing. Obviously, Democrats feel like after Dodds, they can push on abortion. And so those are the issues at the ballot box. And they're also kind of the issues that are going to be public sentiment. You know, is there a nominee who looks so bad from a soft on criminal or deep on police perspective that it caused enough trouble that they can't get the nomination through? But, you know, it would take a lot of pressure. And then you're hoping for a mansion or a cinema in Arizona to say, wait a second, this judge goes too far. But that's really the only defense at this point for stopping a nominee.
Well, we saw what happened with the perception of law enforcement after the George Floyd case and the sweeping trend across the country to, quote unquote, defund police. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, well, wait a minute. We don't want to do that. That's not a good idea. So are even Democratic voters starting to wake up and realize that some of these policies the Democratic leaders are bringing are really not helpful for my family and my community, i.e. some of these judges and their loosey-goosey attitude towards, you know, letting criminals out early, no bond? That's going to kind of fly back in their face, don't you think?
Well, it has, and I think not only did the voters respond, but actually the Democratic Party, you know, a lot of places realized this was a huge liability and started talking about funding police and you know, are now adding lots of police in Wisconsin, for example, and other places, and taking money that, you know, came in via COVID or anything else and actually allocating some of that to, we need to hire more police. So they definitely got the message after losing. There was a Minneapolis referendum on defunding police that went down in the city of Minneapolis, you know, deep blue.
Yeah.
So they did get the message and have adjusted, but, you know, and realize they cannot go that direction and win.
Boy, I tell you, where are mayors like Rudy Giuliani when it comes to crime these days? All right. Thank you, John. I sure do appreciate you. John Pudner, president of Take Back Action Fund and former 2000 aide to President Bush.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.